The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II. I'm sitting in for John Stoutmiller. He's out working on a project. And we're going to see what happens with George Floyd. What's going to happen if they burn Minneapolis down? I don't care. These people are so stupid, they're going to burn their damn city down. What are you going to do? One thing I learned, you cannot save people that do not want to be saved. I've been down that road. And boy, did I get screwed by the Chickaloon Nation of natives over here. Screwed me royally. And I learned a very hard lesson. And if these people want to burn their city down, I might even give them some gasoline. Go for it. When are they going to learn? I don't know. Say you can't save them that don't want to be saved. And they use all these excuses to go in and loot. How does that help? You see him, I saw pictures on Laura Ingraham, I was on Tucker Carlson last night. They're in the alcohol place, in this liquor store, hauling out alcohol. Wow, is that going to help? Oh, that's right. That's how I can get good. I get some cheap liquor. The governor and the mayor, he don't want to do anything, tells the cops to stand down. I don't know what to say anymore. It's beyond belief. Anyway, on the IRS, the next one, 70, they cite 26 U.S.C. 7403, where you go look in the regulations. It's a 301 reg, it's housekeeping reg. The Supreme Court of the United States in Chrysler v. Brown says it has no bearing on anything. That's what's going on internally in the agency. And it says that any case where there has been a refusal or neglect to pay any tax or discharge any liability, whether or not the levy has been made, the Attorney General or his delegate at the request of the Commissioner or ATF or the Chief Counsel for the Internal Revenue may direct a civil action to be filed in a District Court of the United States. They use District Court of the United States there. Except the only court available is United States District Courts, where the judge represents the court, and the court's under the plenary power of Congress. And they print this, and this has never, never been in any appellate court except the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And they say, we're not going to look at it. And it's never been in the Supreme Court until this May. It's going to make the Supreme Court in May. I don't know whether they'll take it or not. I'm going to put it there under the Moody case. So the question becomes, again, how do I fight these guys? I'm amazed the people in the gun lobby stuff haven't figured some of this stuff out, because I got a lot of pretty smart folks over there. But I don't know. Hasn't happened yet. First of all, you have to establish, is it an agency or a federal agency? The Administrative Procedures Act said federal agency means President of the United States. Congress, they have no authority to do it. They made him a federal agency in the New Deal. They did. He does executive orders. They have to be published in the Federal Register. Agencies But how do we know that? Because in the Federal Register, it says anything of general applicability or general effect affecting the people has to be published in the Federal Register. So if it's general applicability or general effect, and I've got all kinds of, they actually published the Federal Register Act twice in the Federal Register. Why would they do that? Because you see, they go down to the, well, let's go to the next one. It says no document required under general applicability or legal effect to be published in the Federal Register shall be valid against any person who has not had notice thereof. So if it's not in the Federal Register, you can forget it. So the first requirement is, if it has general applicability or legal effect, it has to be. The statute says that, but what makes it give it? The oomph is what we have to understand is when you're fighting the administrative agencies, there's only two things, two acts that you use against them. The Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Why? Because the Federal Register Act says if it has general applicability and you are an agency, you have to put it in the Federal Register, just like Congress has to pass bills. You, as an agency, are there, and if you don't do it there, we're done. But it gets better. Because in Section 7, they have, every court, everybody, administrative, whatever, has to take judicial notice if it's in the Federal Register. Require that's important. It defines a document, anything that they're doing, but it says if it has general applicability or legal effect, be you Comrade Biden or the IRS or ATF or CDC, you have to put it in the Federal Register. And they have to take judicial notice. What they do not do is separate out ones that have general applicability and legal effect from all their garbage. They just put everything in there. Put the kitchen sink. So the first thing you do is, if it's an agency, find the regulation. Now, when they have, like in the code, 7401, you find out, which I can do quite easily, you see if it's a 301 reg or see where the regulation is. The regulation has to mirror what the code number is. If it's a 301 reg, they don't tell you this, except in some areas, it's 5 U.S.C. 301. That's the statute that it's under. It's called housekeeping reg. Supreme Court has ruled it over and over, so has the Federal Circuit. It's housekeeping. It's irrelevant. So if it has, the only ones you will usually ever see that I've seen are the IRS ones. They will say 26 CFR 301 point something. Well, what are the 301 regs? Well, let's see. The ones for notice of deficiency and deficiency to get into tax court, those are 301 regs. So why in hell would I go there? The assessment of they have to have, those are 301 regs. The notice of the federal tax lien, that's a 301 reg. Wait a minute, I have been lied to. Almost nobody does anything about that. They don't argue it. Because they don't know, I guess. I don't know. They published all the 301 regs in 1967. Yeah. Let's put them all together. So the question becomes, again, what do I do? Well, first of all, if it's ATF or any of these people, you will find the regulation or CDC. And they have what are called procedural ones, which are 601 for the IRS. That's irrelevant. 301s are housekeeping. They do use some Part 1, and I'll tell you how to deal with those. But the only types are the ones that have what's called force and effect of law or substantive regs or legislative rules. They go by a substantive reg or legislative rule. So wait a minute, let's go back to the Federal Register. So what am I going to gain by using the Federal Register Act? All I got to do is find the agency, which they all are. I got to find the CFR, the Code of Federal Regulation that they're using, the CFR. You can't use the CFRs. It's a compilation of Federal Register publications. It doesn't have the force and effect of law. The only thing you go to, like 26 CFR 301-7401, for the authority, you have to go to the Federal Register publications. But when it says 301, you're already done. But if you want to just kick them in the groin, good. You can go look up each one of the regulations. And I'll tell you how to, in a minute, what you do there if you want to have, you know, just make yourself feel good. But if it's a 301, you can throw it away. You're done. General applicability, legal effect, it has to be in the Federal Register, and they have to take judicial notice. That's the things that are really important. And if it's not there, you're done. Okay? Now we have the Administrative Procedures Act. What's its purpose? Its only purpose, which they put in the congressional record, was to identify what are called substantive rigs. How do I sort out those that have the force and effect of law and all the other garbage that they put in there? How do I separate them? There's only two ways. That's it. So you remember the Federal Register, it's got to be in there or we're done. If it's a Part 301, we're done. And they have to take judicial notice, even if it's tax court or no matter where it is. Because anything in the Federal Register, they have to take judicial notice of. You have to go to the Federal Register publication. So now we go to the APA. So how do we find out if it has the force and effect of law? There are only two ways it can make it. And I'm telling you, they have got a jillion ways to try to get around it. Number one, it's called formal. It's called the predicate for the formal rulemaking procedure. They have to say, we are abiding by 5 U.S.C. 553, little b in parenthesis. So you go to any Federal Register publication and you search on 553. You will never find a formal one that I've seen yet, because they can't do them. They can't do formal. It'd be like Congress has to vote. They have to take a vote in the House and the Senate and get it signed with the President or overturn the veto. That would be the formal way. The informal way would be like a voice vote. But then maybe we don't have to take a voice vote in every the House or in the Senate. Well, we say, wait a minute, you can't get away with that. This is what they do for the informal. Okay, the informal. Now, what they will do, you go search again, and what they will do, they have to say, they're supposed to say, what they will say is, it is impractical, it's unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest. Impractical, unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest. I used to see those in the informal. I said, well, how do I defeat that? And then I found the Senate report, 752 of 1946, that explains in great detail what has to happen on the informal. And it said further, the exemptions of the situation of emergency or necessity is not an escape clause in any sense that an agency has discretion to disregard its terms or facts. A true and supported or supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. So when they say that, impractical, unnecessary, contrary to the public interest. They have to state the emergency. They never do. Never. Because there is none. There's no emergency. It's a con. Now, what they will do, there's supposed to be a proposed rule and a final rule under the APA. Okay, so there's got to be a proposed and a final. Why? So that we can comment and sue them and all kinds of nonsense. And then on the final, they're supposed to answer the comments. Now, what? Here's what they do. They will have the notice and comment without any mention of 553. Throw it in the garbage. Irrelevant. I don't care. They're not, and the thing that I didn't understand is what do I do under 5 U.S.C. 706? 2D. Or is it 2A? 2-1. I used to go after these arbitrary and capricious. I'm not too smart. Arbitrary and capricious goes to the merits of the text inside. I found this court case said, no, you got to go after the procedure. D, they're not following the procedure. The same thing as with Congress. Do I attack a bill that hasn't been voted on by the House? That's the procedure. Or do I attack the merits, the what's inside of it? Why would I want to attack the merits of what's inside of it if the damn thing hasn't done procedure yet? I didn't get it. I do now. So you file in, they didn't follow procedure. They have to say, IRS actually said they're supposed to use all three, but they don't. They will maybe say impractical, they will say it's unnecessary, or they will say it's contrary to public interest, or all three, or they'll leave them out. But if they use any of those, they have to state also the emergency, and they never do because they can't. So when you get to the AP, so when you get past the Federal Register, one, it's an agency, and they have to, the only way they can look, start to grab you and me, has to be in the Federal Register. And if it ain't there, we're done. Now there's one other requirement between the Federal Register and the APA. Only one. This has application to executive orders, has application to every agency. So I get through the Federal Register. I've established it's an agency. Because it's there, we're going to give it the blessing, its general applicability and legal effect. But we don't know that it's what it is for sure. But if it's going to have a general applicability, it's better damn well be there. And they have to take judicial notice. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. Now, if it's going to arise to the level of a substantive reg or legislative rule, there has to be a definitive act of Congress saying to do a specific function. Like, say, Congress said, we want Comrade Biden to make an executive order on masks. That, they have to have a specific. Now, they can't do a general, which they try to do all the time, and they don't want you to know about this. IRS is 7805. Oh, just go ahead and make all the regulations you want. They can't do that because that would be giving away all of the legislative power to an agency. That's too obvious. So we're back to the Federal Register. It's an agency. Okay. It's got to be general applicability or legal effect. Now, it may not be, but if it's going to rise to that, it damn well better be there. And they have to take judicial notice. Back in a minute.
Hello? guys and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're back here, and boy, this is so important, and I'm telling you, there's not many people know this. They don't. These attorneys, most of them, I got a law book that was bought for me, a $300 law book for the first year. They don't talk about any of this stuff here. They talk about cheat, about the code. You can't beat an agency with code. That isn't what they do. They have to do regulations. The Federal Register says so. But as general applicability or legal effect, it's got to be published. Just because it's published doesn't give it general applicability and legal effect. But if it's not there, we're done. And they have to take judicial notice. That's important. That's how I found out the tax court was garbage, because I put in to take judicial notice of the code, and they said, we can't do it. And I said, what's your standard of review? If you don't use the code, why are we talking code? Oh, duh. Took me a while, and it finally sank in. I said, Ralph, you're dumber than a rock. You've been had. When a man finds out, an honest man finds out he is mistaken, he will either cease to be honest or cease to be mistaken. I've backed up quite a few times. I have. I don't have all the answers. But I'll tell you one thing. What I talk about, I can prove all the stuff I'm talking about now. And I have meticulously been over the last couple of weeks in between other stuff, going over the APA and the Federal Register. Act of 1935. It was published twice in the Federal Register, again in 1946. It's never been repealed. Anything in the Federal Register has to be amended or repealed. They have a con in 44 U.S.C. 14, I think it's 1501 through something. Those are proposed legislation. I asked Westlaw, says, why are you putting code for the Federal Register as proposed legislation? He says, I don't know. I says, I don't know either. Why is it there like it's been passed? It hasn't. I don't know. Federal Register has never been repealed. Technically, the Administrative Procedures Act was codified in 1966 or 68, and they supposedly repealed it, but they still talk about the Federal Register Act as though nothing's happened. And I went into Westlaw, because you can go into Westlaw and see where statutes are in the code. Interestingly enough, the 1935 Federal Register Act shows up in the 1946 code, which I happen to have a copy of. The APA of 1946 shows up in the 1946 code, and neither one of them shows they ever been repealed. So I don't know what the hell they're up to. But I've got all the stuff on them. And the simplest overview, which I'm going to do a one line on, is it has to be in the Federal Register if it's an agency. That's the only way they can talk to us. They can't use code, and they do it all the time. They have no authority to use code. The Federal Register Act says if it has general applicability, they have to have a regulation. If there's no damn regulation, that's as far as you got to go. Now, they don't do regulations for penalties. That's what Congress does. That's what makes it confusing. They've made up this Alice in Wonderland matrix. But if it's an agency, you have to fight them with the Federal Register. And boy, they do not want to go there. So again, agency, yes. General applicability, it's got to be in the Federal Register. If it's not, forget it. And everybody's got to take judicial notice. That's in Section 7 of the Federal Register Act. Now, the interposing thing to get to the next thing, to see if they can grab a hold of you and me, they have to have, and that includes the president, they have to have from Congress a specific delegation to do a specific issue. I've never seen one yet. They try to operate under these, like 7805, and then you start looking and you get at the Federal Register and they'll come up, well, it's an interpretive reg. They're interpreting the regulation or the statute. I don't give a rat's rump if you're interpreting the boon. It's irrelevant. They try to use the Chevron deference and get around, well, we kind of got to give it deference because nobody brings up what they're not doing in procedure. Imagine if nobody fought that the House never voted or the Senate never voted on a bill and you never brought it up, like, duh, or it was never signed by the president, duh. It's procedure. The procedure has to be followed. So there has to be a, once we get through the Federal Register part of it, it's got to be there. If it's not there, we're done. Then there has to be a specific identifiable action for the agency or the Comrade Biden to do, which I've never seen one yet, but that it's mandated to do that. That's in the courts. But then I get to the APA. What do? I find a CFR.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is Ralph on the road sitting in for John Stadtmiller. He's on working on a project today. I'm trying to get across something you're not going to hear anywhere else, and I'm not bragging. What I am trying to do is to pass on the knowledge to go fight and kick the hell out of these agencies. I highly recommend getting on my IRS list. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com is $250 a year, postal money or Walmart preferred, or if you can't afford it, just email me. I'll still add you. I'm trying to get our republic hangs by a thread. And we are under attack now by regulations and Comrade Biden's executive orders. Now, Comrade Biden, he can tell an agency to do anything. So what? It's irrelevant. The agency still has to abide by the APA of 1946. There's no way around it. And they even put in that they can't change the APA without really good cause, because they figured the Congress would screw it up. But they've made it complicated, but it's simple if you look at the basic parts of it. And the basic parts, again, you get nothing else out of this show, is to try to understand how do I find out if an agency has the force and effect of law. It's got to be in the Federal Register. If it's not there, we're done. They have to take judicial notice of it, no matter who it is. That's what the Federal Register Act does. General applicability, legal effect. It's got to be in the Federal Register, and they have to take judicial notice. That's the two things the Federal Register Act does. The APA, what it does is it sorts out the one that's have force and effect of law from all of their other ones, of their structure and other nonsense. Interpretation and all that type of stuff. And there's only two ways that it works. They have to have a delegated power from Congress, which I've never seen yet. I'm sure that they may exist, but I don't know. I've never seen one yet. But the main issues, they have to be, there's two steps in the APA. Step one is a proposed. Step two is the final rule. So we got a proposed rule and a final rule. And the formal or informal? Formal is they have to say it's compliance with 553B, which means you have a right to notice, you have a right to comment, and you can sue it. And, of course, everybody gets up every day to see these hundreds of these damn things. Oh, yeah, you betcha. But I've never seen a formal one. They use this other stuff, the informal. And I was really disappointed because Barrett, the first Supreme Court brief, the people didn't brief it right, and she just let it go. That's the thing. If you don't ask the right question, is the court, you would think that they would want to put the truth out there. But if you don't ask the right questions, you don't get an answer. She just glossed over the informal. What is the informal? They will have to do what? What are these guys going to do? They're going to use no 553. You always search on 553 on any regulation. Always. And usually you will find impractical, unnecessary, or contrary to the public interest. Or you will find they just leave it out altogether. And they say, we're going to have notice and comment. I don't care if they have notice and comment, the Howell phrase is over, it still won't pass muster. Because they didn't follow procedure. They have to follow procedure. And they have to state the emergency to use the informal. They never state the emergency. Never. It's actually 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. D is they have to wait 30 days. Because what's supposed to happen, let's say if they actually did one, they're supposed to wait 30 days, and then Congress has 6 months to up or down it. Isn't that a hell of a way to run a railroad? Because, you see, Congress can't get there. And by the way, it's only for citizens of the United States. That's another side issue. Because we don't need that right now to beat them, to expose them. Now, what is the other thing is, which I didn't understand until I got to reading this, this is what old Biden said. Well, you might be stopping us from doing what we want to do on our global warming and all this other nonsense. Yeah, Bubba, we're going to start doing it because I'm going to put those on my homepage and debunk every damn one of them with your stuff. But what does impractical mean? Once I saw this, I searched. The courts have actually. The thing is, once you find out what they're doing, then you can find it. Cases in Westlaw where they've addressed it. Impractical means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. Unavoidably prevented. So in other words, impractical means we could prevent them from doing the rulemaking. I don't think that might be a good thing to do if it's full of smoke. Or if it enslaves me, are we supposed to allow these people to make slaves out of us? That's what impractical is. It would be unavoidably presenting by undertaking the functions of an agency. That is impractical. Unnecessary means is not particularly interested in what's going on. So in other words, if there's something that I that's passing right now on some issue that I'm not directly involved with, but I might be, but if I don't have any interest, that's fine. That's unnecessary. So I shouldn't have a right to say anything because it doesn't involve me right now. And then we go to public interest. It says it requires that the public rulemaking procedures shall not prevent an agency from operating, and that on the other hand, lack of public interest in rulemaking warrants an agency to dispense with public procedure. But it says shall not prevent an agency from operating. So I can't I am not allowed to prevent an agency from making a frickin' damn rule. Pardon my French. You got to be kidding me. This is what they want to rule me by? I don't have the right to say you can't do that? Unbelievable. And they have to state the emergency or the necessity, which they never do. That's all there is to it. There's other things on the definition of documents and all that stuff, which we don't need to, but it's just that simple. Federal Register. It's an agency. Guaranteed, it's an agency. The federal agency means President of the United States. So that's Comrade Biden, even though he's there by, he didn't make it. That's all. It's called Root of the Poisonous Tree. Fruit of the Poisonous Tree. How come nobody brought that up? You cannot legitimize an action called Fruit of the Poisonous Tree, and that's what they did. The states, it was all a con job. Lindell TV. Boy, go to Lindell TV and watch Mike Lindell. He's got all the goods on these suckers. And it's going to be coming out, it looks like, this month in that lawsuit. He's got a couple of videos. Lindell TV, no spaces. L-I-N-D-E-L-L TV. He knows where it came from in China, about 50% of it, where it ended up, and how many votes they changed. And he's right. If we don't fix the machines, elections are a waste of time. And they were in all states tweaking us. We have been ruled by somebody controlling us, including China. Iran is there. So is Russia. And Lindell, Mike Lindell, has got it right down. He's analyzed the problem correctly. If we don't fix the machines, we're done. You can't beat a machine that's rigged. So, again, ATF, all the Second Amendment stuff they try to do, all these regulations on cartridges and all that. I looked at several of those. The ATF has the same problem. They do not have the force and effect of law. They don't. In Title 27, they don't. But nobody tells us how to fight an agency. They tell us, you go to the code section. You can't fight an agency because that's not what they do. They do regulations in the Federal Register. Congress can't touch you and me. And in the APA of 1946, actually the 1937, Congress, the federal Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they come right out and said, I can't control these agencies, neither can Congress. And only the judiciary has a minimal. These things are out of control. That was the 1937 put out by FDR. It's a 400-page document I got out of Gonzaga Law Library. This is FDR. He loved his agency, but these things are out of control. So they had to have the Administrative Procedures Act. They did the Federal Register Act first to make them put it into the public record so they could find it. But then after they got it there, they said, well, does it have the force and effect of law? That's the APA, 1946. And there's only two procedures, formal and informal. They never do formal. just forget about that one. Just search on 553, and what they will do, they will say, well, it's not required, it's impractical, it's unnecessary, it's not in the public interest, or they won't even say. They just say, well, it's not, we're not going to do it. I can't get away with it. And it's 5 USC 7062D. They did not follow procedure. We don't need to worry about the text, arbitrary and capricious, under number one, or A. It's D. They didn't follow procedure. The same thing as Congress trying to get something through that was never voted on by the Senate or never signed by the President. They didn't follow procedure. That's the correlation. All of them are like that. And what's even more amazing is all these states have adopted a state plan. They started that in 1935. Everything in there is all CFRs. Your child custody, your driver's licenses, your divorces, it's all in there. And what's even more amazing, they have cooperative agreements in Alaska between the CSSD, which is supposed to be executive, and the court system, which is supposed to be judicial, but it's not. And they actually, in Article 6, they all have this, in Article 6, the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. And if he don't, and everybody loses money. That includes the cop shops, the Department of Law, CSSD. And they put bounties on adoptions when they reach a quota. It used to be $4,000 for the healthy one and $2,000 for the special needs ones. I don't know what it is now. I need to get that updated. And they do not want to let that cooperative agreements out. I used it in Alice Brown's case. It was the first time I found it. We lost her little daughter. I couldn't stop it because I didn't know what was going on. I knew it wasn't right. We found out there was a damn physician that was taking these women, I guess, when they have not experienced that, but they make statements sometimes when they're having children that probably don't make a lot of sense with all the pain or something, and they would take that statement out of context, and Alice Brown lost her little daughter. She was adopted out. She had another son out of wedlock in Montana. We brought up the cooperative agreement. They gave her a check for $20,000 and told her to get the heck out of Montana. They didn't want that out. It didn't go in there. I got the docket sheet and it says there was a settlement. They don't tell you what happened. They don't want this out there. It's all rigged. All these divorces, it's all about the money, especially the adoptions, child custody stuff. It's all rigged. Unbelievably rigged. Nothing about what's going on. These judges, they're not. See, the thing is, they don't hold an office. An office is like a contract. They have to have an office, and then they have to take an oath of office as a public officer. There are none in America today. You know why? Because there's no elections for them. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 said everything is a federal office. Well, you sure as the hell can't have a state officer if they're all federal offices. So who are these governors, and who are all these people? They're municipal entities, just like in D.C. Okay, here, let's see here. Let me see who we got calling here. James in Vancouver. Question, comment?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ralph. It's a good show. I've been listening to you the whole time. You say you're going back to fight this in court?
I'm sorry, I'm going back to what?
You say you're going to fight these guys in court again? Is that,
I understand that? I'm writing a writ for the writ of certiorari for the Supreme Court in May, and what I'm giving notice to these legislators and these idiots down here in Juneau, I'm done with you guys. You guys won't respond. So if anybody wants out of jail, I'm going to help them.
Right.
Absolutely. Let's put this into the courts, into the, these people in there have an interest. You guys don't.
Yeah.
Let's see what they want to do.
Are they making people wear masks up there in Alaska?
No, that's all nonsense. That went away a long time ago up here. We've got bars and stuff like that. They gave up on that a long time ago. There's still Walmart says you're supposed to, but they don't. Freddie Myers said you're supposed to, but nobody. There's some idiots. There are people out that if you said you got to wear a mask to go to bed to keep from infecting your partner or the cat at night, they'd wear it. I mean, this is, I'm not kidding you. We got people that's stupid. I see them driving down the road by themselves in the damn car with a mask on. Now, who in the hell are they infecting there?
It's a breakdown of common sense.
They're stupid.
No common sense. Yep. Common sense and a breakdown of the law as well.
Well, it is. And, the thing is, they're missing critical thinking.
Down here, they're even making old folks in these old folks homes get the shots, even if they don't want them. They're holding them down. It's and of course, these so-called vaccines are toxic as hell. And
are, I've got it on my homepage. Several researched out are. It's a mRNA, and those things, it modifies your DNA, and at some point, about 3 weeks after, you're going to start having problems, and you're going to die and get all kinds of sicknesses.
Yep. It's interfering with the production of proper enzymes in the body, but I just wanted to call you, wish you well, and, you know, I do like listening to your show.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to take it to them. I'm done. I don't care who it is. Like over here, right down the road. If they want out of jail, I'm there to help you. Because if you guys won't move, I am
and,
so tired. Thanks for coming in, Ralph. Oh, boy, we really appreciate it. Nothing happens.
Right. Okay, then. Well, you take care now.
I will.
Thanks.
But just like on this United States District Court, the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary of Congress, and nobody has ever appealed that up into an appellate court, except I did it. But I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. But the Moonies did in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which I found out now is a specialized Article III court, which is a crock of smoke, because they don't act like one at all. They just said, we're not going to look at that. How dare you find that? Really. They don't know what to do. But the average person, how are you supposed to find out without Westlaw and the time that I've spent reading this stuff for what I just went over to get make it simple to be able to identify the regulations that have no smoke in effect? There's smoke. All of them. And we're being ruled by them. How many people go to jail? Tax evasion. There's the three essential elements. The first essential element, there must be a notice of deficiency. A notice of deficiency is a part 301 reg, housekeeping. Nobody ever brings it up. You just want to scream. I've sent that to a couple of people that I just looked up, and I don't hear anything back. So you know what? Can't care stupid. Just can't. Just got to walk away. Just like in Minnesota, they want to burn the damn town down. What am I supposed to do? Burn the damn town down. I don't know. What's that going to accomplish? Maybe it'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. We burn the thing down, and it'll all be gone, I guess. I don't know. They paid $27 million to a career criminal that had a 3 times the fentanyl legal overdose, methamphetamines, and God knows what else, saying, I can't breathe, and they're bringing him, trying to hang the policeman. There was, and the autopsy, I have a copy on my homepage. There was no damage to the throat. There was no damage to the neck. How in the holy heck do you affect the breathing if there's no damage at the autopsy? The official autopsy is what they use to find out the cause of death. I mean, they used to, but that's a fact. We don't do that anymore. Just like what's happening with the baseballs moving out of Georgia. I thought that was funnier than hell. Stacey Abrams gets around and they does all the, this is just like the Jim Crow stuff, yay! And all these people move it out and we got all these moving it to Denver that's basically white. 50% of them are black. They're hurting black businesses, $100 million plus. And it's a lie. We got, how, imagine you got to have an ID. You can't get on an airplane without a damn ID. And now I found out after October, you can't get on without a real ID or a passport. But yet you, it's a Jim Crow to have an ID to go vote. Are you kidding me? I think that the having political rights and having only people that are American citizens, people that are citizens of the several states domiciled in one of them, is a hell of a lot more important than getting on a frickin' airplane. But I see all these big companies, Apple, Microsoft, Walmart, Coke. What is wrong with these people? They want to bring our republic down. A lot of them are doing business in China. And for all I know, they may be deep cover communists. The way they act, they must be. China has infiltrated America. Big time. We had, there's one professor that China got up and admitted it. Says, yeah, we've taken over the White House. And he's not lying. You couldn't, if there was a communist Chinese guy, in case of Comrade Biden, you, what else could he not, he's doing everything. We don't need the cops. He lies about everything. We don't need, borders. Thank God South Dakota is doing, maybe some of these other states will wise up. She said, you're not bringing them illegals in South Dakota. Why don't these other states just tell Mr. Comrade Biden, you aren't dropping them off here. Put them on a bus and take them to his damn house and drop them off there. If I had the money, I'd do it. Or Schumer or Pelosi. I would. It's time to get out. Quit being nice. There's no such thing as being nice. Our republic is hanging by a mere thread. Now we're going to, they want 13 justices. We want four more. Supreme Court justices. God, we got enough trouble now trying to keep, because they're not doing the really the rule of law on most stuff. Hopefully they'll get some cojones and do something. I don't know. If we don't do something, we're going to be in a race war. Because these race baiters are out there trying to tell a lot of these blacks, and some of these blacks have a culture. They're the only race that goes out and tries to burn down their own damn city with their own black business. Now you figure that one out. They go in and they see this as a, they take a handful, one or two or three, and they're always wrong. Gray in Baltimore was wrong. So was Brown and Ferguson. Anyway, I have a show every Sunday, and I can reach at IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, and I will see you Sunday, God willing. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.